This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Sheriff Billy Hansel held a press conference earlier this morning to provide an update on the deputy-involved shooting at the Martins Ferry Bridge on Friday night. Hansel identified the three deputies involved as Corporal Max Soth and deputies Nathan Cumbo and Tismil Matilton. Soth and Cumbo came across a suspicious vehicle that was spotted in the middle of the roadway, partially blocking the eastbound lane, and when Soth approached the vehicle, the driver, George Robbins, pointed a firearm in Soth and the patrol car's direction. Soth signaled that Robbins had a gun, and he fired 16 rounds while Cumbo fired 6 rounds. Robbins only suffered minor wounds and was turned over to law enforcement after being checked out by the paramedics. Robbins later claimed that he was working as a security guard in the area of Martin Ferry Bridge, and he also claimed that he pointed the gun at the patrol car because he thought it was, quote, a cousin messing with him. He went on to say that he didn't realize it was the sheriff's office until shots were fired, and he surrendered. He claimed that he did not fire a round. Robbins was arrested and booked for carrying a loaded firearm and brandishing a firearm at a peace officer, and the case remains under investigation by the County Critical Incident Response Team. The deputies involved remain on administrative leave. With Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills set to take on the Chief of Police position in Santa Cruz, the City of Eureka announced the appointment of EPD Captain Steve Watson as the interim chief effective this Friday. During the interim period, city officials will be contracting with an outside firm to assist in the recruitment process for a new police chief. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks said in a statement that the Chief of EPD is one of the most important positions within the city organization. It is vital that we hire the right person to lead the department and to further the strategic objectives of the city to provide high quality and community-based policing. The Humboldt County District Attorney's Office announced that 26-year-old Arcata resident and inmate Alexi Greenspan was found guilty of charges related to causing great bodily injury to a corrections officer. Greenspan was convicted of felony battery with serious bodily injury and felony battery with injury on a custodial officer, along with resisting an officer causing great bodily injury. The incident occurred back in April at the Humboldt County Jail when Greenspan struck a correctional officer in the face, causing a fracture with muscle and nerve damage. Injuries required surgery. Greenspan faces a maximum of 6 years in state prison when he is sentenced next month. Dan Squire has state news.
State Senator Mike McGuire, touting his work in securing state funding for local career training and FAA programs at middle schools and high schools, and his work to secure the needed money to rebuild homes destroyed by wildfires, has announced he will run for re-election next year. McGuire's district includes all of Marin, Mendocino, Lake, Trinity, Humboldt, and Del Norte counties. McGuire said in a release that his focus will be on homelessness and affordable housing. They are top priorities, and that he will continue to work to secure millions of federal dollars for mental health and addiction services.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. CAL FIRE crews in Mendocino County have been occupied for the last 2 days battling wildfires near Cow Mountain and northwest of the Redwood Valley. The Grade Fire burning off of Highway 101 near the Redwood Valley has burned over 900 acres since igniting on Sunday, and it stands at 65% containment. Over 400 personnel are out on scene, and evacuation orders around the Baker Creek subdivision area near Willits have been lifted. Air tankers dropped on the 28-acre range fire burning on Cow Mountain east of Ukiah, and it has not threatened any structures or homes. The fire stands at 45% containment. The County Department of Public Works will be out on a section of Mitchell Road paving the area to minimize damage from the winter storm starting tomorrow morning. That section of roadway will be closed for 2 hours beginning at 9 a.m. Motorists are also reminded that lane closures with one-way controlled traffic is in effect on Mitchell Road, as public work crews began repairs of earthquake damage yesterday. Work is expected to run through mid-September. A new branch under the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods will open tomorrow in Klamath, and the Yurok Tribe will be on hand to celebrate the opening. The event will run from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Yurok Youth Center on Klamath Boulevard across from the hotel, and the club will be open during the summer Monday through Friday from noon to 7. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.